Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 10th of December. There are warnings of gales in White, Portland, Plymouth and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Scotland 1044, expected Malin 1040 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, but southwesterly 4 or 5 until later in northeast. Rain later. Good occasionally moderate later. North Atsara, northerly becoming variable later 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle later. Good occasionally moderate later. South Atsara, northerly or northwesterly 2 or 3, increasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, good. Forties, Cromarty 4th. Cyclonic 3 or 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in east forties. Fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. Northeast backing north later 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Fisher, northeast 3 to 5, backing northwest 4 to 6, fair, good. German Bight, northeasterly 4 to 6, backing northwesterly 3 or 4 later in north, fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, northeast 4 to 6, showers at first in Thames, good occasionally moderate in Thames. White, Portland, Plymouth, northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers, good. Biscay, northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Trafalgar, north or northeast 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4 later, rain or showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul, northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Shannon, northeasterly 4 or 5, but southeasterly 2 to 4 in northwest, fair, good. Northwest Rockall, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Rockall, Malin, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Hebrides, southeast Bailey, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Northwest Bailey, northwesterly 3 to 5, veering southeasterly, then southwesterly 4 to 6 later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwesterly veering northerly in north 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good. Faroes, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4, then cyclonic 5 or 6 later, rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest, 1, 24 miles, 1043, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest, 3, more than 38 miles, 1041, falling slowly. Blerick, southwest, 4, recent drizzle, 32 miles, 1040, falling slowly. Weak Automatic, south, 2, 15 miles, 1042, falling slowly. Aberdeen, 12 miles, 1043, falling slowly. Boomer, northeast, 3, 9 miles, 1041, steady. Bridlington, northeast 4, 1038, rising slowly. Sendetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 7, 11 miles, 1030. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by east 3, 1030, rising slowly. Jazzy, northeast by east 4, recent rain, 12 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 7, 1030. Scilly Automatic, northeast 6, 12 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northeast 3, 22 miles, 1036, now falling. Aberporth, northeast by east 6, more than 38 miles, 1037, now falling. Valley, northeast 3, 19 miles, 1039, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east northeast 4, 12 miles, 1039, now falling. Valencia, northeast 2, 24 miles, 1041, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, north northwest 2, 13 miles, 1041, rising slowly. Malinhead, east 1, 14 miles, 1043, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, east 3, 24 miles, 1043, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 9th of December. General situation: high pressure over the north of the United Kingdom and low pressure over the near continent will bring strong northeasterly winds and showers through the period for southern waters. Gales will affect southeastern coastlines at times tonight, but elsewhere, away from the south, winds will be generally light to moderate, with plenty of fair weather around. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times in north, occasional drizzle later near Orkney. Good, occasionally moderate later near Orkney. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northwest, backing southwest later 2 to 4, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northeasterly 4 or 5, backing northwesterly 3 later in north, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers, good. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 4 to 7, occasionally 7 at first, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northeasterly 4 to 6, showers at first, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first near St. David's Head, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northeasterly 4 or 5, decreasing 3 at times in north, fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Loch Fall to Carlingford Loch, northeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 later, fair, good. Malofkin ta to odd American point. Variable 3 or less. Fair? Good. Odd American point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less in south, otherwise southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times in north. Fair. Good. Shetland Isles, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 2 or 3 later in north. Occasional drizzle later. Good. Occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. In a moment or so, we'll join our colleagues over at the BBC World Service, and they'll take us through until 5:20 later this Tuesday morning. A reminder, you can listen to your favourites through the night on BBC Sounds. On behalf of all of us, I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in Japan and Colombia. Coming up, we're going to look at the challenges facing Syria as it tries to reconstruct its economy.
Rebuilding Syria will take decades. Assad have left Syria in a crippled economy status.
And we'll ask, where will it get the money it needs from?
They will get some funding from organizations like the World Bank, probably currency and trade balance support from the IMF. Then they would also seek funding from different Arab Gulf states.
And we're going to talk about the largest contract ever given to a sports star. Stay tuned. We'll tell you who he is, what sport he plays. That's Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The leader of the main Islamist rebel group in Syria has met the former prime minister to coordinate the transfer of power a day after President Bashar al-Assad fled to Russia. The HTS leader Abu Mohammed al-Julani said the transition would benefit from the experience of the old government. The Syrian parliament and Mr. Assad's Ba'ath Party have pledged their allegiance to the country's new rulers. The Syrian-American human rights advocate Amal Ras said she was concerned about the rebel group that led to the fall of Assad.
All the groups in Syria have been guilty of human rights violations and disappearing people. And any justice for Syria needs to include bringing all perpetrators to justice. And with the group that's currently running with HTS, people are very wary. However, the group is changing its messaging, or at least open to having a more secular government and hopefully a more inclusive Syria in the future.
The United Nations Security Council is meeting to discuss the situation in Syria. They're being briefed by the UN Special Envoy Geir Pedersen. On his way into the meeting, the British diplomat James Kariuki said the future of Syria should be determined by the Syrian people. He added that there was a clear need to remove Syria's chemical weapons. Thousands of Syrian refugees have been returning home from Lebanon and Jordan, but on the Lebanese border, the flow has been in both directions. A BBC correspondent who's there says some Syrians are trying to leave the country because they fear an increase in chaos or crime. Muad Mustafa of the non-profit Syrian Emergency Task Force told the BBC those coming back should join the rebuilding efforts.
The humanitarian situation all over Syria have been horrendous. But as people are coming back home, I'm hopeful, first of all, that a lot of people are going to come back and help rebuild and support. Not everyone coming back home